Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Oh, my gosh, there's all kinds of news. It is a Monday, but there's all kinds of news. And I was just telling the producer I don't know how to get it all straight. And lo and behold, I buried my first article that I want to talk about, which is, of course, the breaking news. It's breaking. We need that noise. The breaking news is Manafort turned himself in today. Manafort turned himself in. He's under 12 counts in a federal court, including conspiracy to launder money, conspiracy against the United States, and making false and misleading statements. They do have the indictment out there. You can read it. It's rather lengthy, and I didn't have time, nor did I think I needed to have that much paper printed out. But Manafort turned himself in this morning, and so did his associate, Rick Gates. He has been indicted as well. I believe, and everything that is going on with this has nothing to do, really, with while his time was with President Trump as far as the campaign. It happened before then. It happened in 2011 and 2012 when these things took place. Here's that article. I buried that one as well. Bury all the ones I need. So it says here in this one, and this is coming from the Daily Caller. I've got them coming from all different places because I wanted to see what they all had to say. And the Daily Caller says the FBI's focus on Manafort doesn't have anything to do with the Russian collusion in the election. The FBI's investigation into President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is focused on several suspicious wire transfers he made 4 years before the presidential election. 4 years, according to a Sunday report from BuzzFeed. Manafort allegedly made 13 wire transfers from 2011 to 2012 that drew the attention of federal law enforcement officials who were examining if he was helping the Ukrainian regime launder millions it plundered through corrupt dealings. Much of the money was filtered through the U.S. before landing in various areas around the world, BuzzFeed reports. Wouldn't it be funny, and I don't mean funny, ha-ha, if this ended up connected to Clinton and the investigation going on with the uranium. I don't know that it will. You know, Trey Gowdy was on last night, and I had his article here, too, an article about his. He was being interviewed on Fox News. And Trey Gowdy, he has, which kind of bothers me a little bit, because I like Trey. He has confidence in Manafort. He said, give him a chance. Let him get his job done. Let's analyze what they come up with. He said, the facts are what we need. We need the facts. Well, this is what he says. On the weekend broadcast on Fox News Day Sunday, House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative Trey Gowdy discussed the opposition research conducted on President Donald Trump in the so-called Russian dossier, both are correct. Gowdy said he was interested in looking into if the Hillary Clinton campaign attempted to launder all of this through a law firm to avoid transparency laws. Gowdy also said, I'm not an election law expert, but the good news is you don't have to be too understated the absurdity believing you can just launder all of your campaign money by just hiring a law firm. Imagine if you and I were running for Congress And we just hired a law firm and said, hey, you go to all the opposition, you go buy all the television, you go buy all the bumper stickers, you go hire all the experts, and you will launder all of this through a law firm. I can't think of anything that defeats the purpose of transparency laws more than that, which is what took place. He went on and he continued. He said, I am interested in that, and I'm interested in sharing some memory tricks with folks at the DNC because no one can remember who paid $10 million to a law firm to do Oppo research. He says, I find that stunning. $10 million and no one can remember who authorized it, who approved it. So you've got two issues, a memory issue and then the lack of transparency by laundering money through a law firm. And he says Clinton potentially laundered the money, and that is against the law. So we're going to have to see what comes out. He also said in this interview, which is not listed in this particular article, but I watched it last night, that he also stated that he has confidence in Manafort and that we should let him do his job. Not Manafort, I'm sorry, Mueller, and we should let him do his job. So we're just going to have to wait and see what comes out. But this Paul Manafort issue that took place in 2011 through 2012, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Now, it doesn't mean that he's guilty, but they're checking into it. I would assume that he probably has done some shady deals, and we kind of thought that before. Well, if you remember, we waited for the JFK files to come out, and then they finally came out, and Trump released all of them, except, and he said, after strict consultation with General Kelly, the CIA and other agencies, I will be releasing all JFK files other than the names and addresses of any mentioned persons who is still living. And I am doing this for reasons of full disclosure, transparency, and in order to put any and all conspiracy theories to rest. Well, I don't know. American people have a vivid imagination. I don't know if they can ever put them all to rest. There have been so many conspiracies out there. He had no choice on Thursday to stop it all, but then he has released it. He said, overall, the collection including, he didn't say this, but this is telling me this out of the Newsmax article, it includes more than 3,100 records, comprising hundreds and thousands of pages that have never been seen by the public. Now, I got a big kick out of, and I can't remember who it was, but he's kind of a buff on this kind of thing. He loves investigating. He said, this is like candy, like a candy store to a kid. He said, I've got these papers all over the floor in my room, in his house. He says, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm just going through this. I'm just eating it all up. He's just absorbed in it. And I think that's kind of fascinating. And it takes all kinds of people to do the jobs in this world. If we didn't have somebody like that was into investigating and really into this, just eating it up, he wants to follow the trails, we'd never know anything. Because most of us will just, you know, slap it off and go on, you know. But we need to know the details. And I have an article here. It says, the two real story, two as in T-O-O, of how fake wrestling figured into the Kennedy assassination investigation. And I thought this was kind of peculiar. And we may talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is Monday. And it has been a Monday all day here in the office thus far. Things haven't been working well. I don't know what it is about Mondays. I guess the equipment can't take the rest over the weekend. But your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. If you'd like to chime in on any of the conversation that we have been talking about thus far, it's not free for all. So keep it on topic. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been talking about the indictment. Manafort turned himself in today, as did his associate Gates. And it's about money laundering and such. And this actually happened 4 years before President Donald Trump was even campaigning for president. So it really doesn't have anything to do with the investigation about Russia with the president. However, I believe it does have a lot to do with a distraction, and we will talk about that here later on. As I was saying when we went into that break, that they have one of the connections with the JFK files is with fake wrestling. Now, some of the documents it says in the Kennedy assassination trove read up as bombshells or others just bomb, he said. A wrestling promoter in San Francisco area explains one released Kennedy assassination document advised Instant December 20 that on September 14, Ray Stevens wrestled Don DiNucci at the Cow Palace. It all makes sense now. Cow Palace, cows, cow pastures, pastures, gas, grassy, knolls, it goes on and on. I'll spare you all of his antics here, this writer. He's been pretty clever with what he's been doing. But the Deadspin connected to the decontextualized document with an early Warren Commission file, which helps explain the FBI's interest in professional wrestling. It turns that Lloyd John Wilson was a local racist and all-around crackpot depicting Lee Harvey Oswald as his gun for hire. He claims that he met the Texan at a wrestling card in at the Cow Palace, that they discussed assassinating the president, and that he provided $1,000 for the hit. Deadspin speculates that wrestler turned promoter Roe Shire served as the confidential informant, the CI feeding the FBI information, though the document makes clear that Shire, or the CI, which is confidential informant, labeled the fan fantastic, is not known to him. Wilson surely showed his face in face around arenas, but nobody ever recalled seeing Lee Harvey Oswald, though other communists, and they mentioned them here, Nikolai Volkov, Ivan Volkov, and Boris Zhukov, to name three, appeared often. Lloyd John Wilson, like so many three-named individuals, told a tale that did not add up. No doubt it was still real to him, but the FBI judged the troubled man's story, to say nothing of his passion involving gladiators in underwear, fake. So he was claiming things that apparently weren't true. So there's going to be all kinds of chasings in the papers that didn't go anywhere. Those are all included in that. So this is one of them, and it's kind of fascinating if you're somebody who follows the investigations. And some people just really get into that. That is their thing. They want to follow all this news. Now, this came out on Friday, and it says the five new riveting details known so far from the papers that were released at that time. And, of course, now he has President Donald Trump has released more papers. I'm just going to give you the bolded titles. I think you know most of this. But the five riveting details are, number one, Oswald talks to KGB officers in Mexico City. And number two, naming a price for Fidel Castro's assassination. Number three, FBI receives a death threat on Oswald the day before his death. So they kind of knew. Number four, FBI searches for a stripper named Kitty. I'm going to read this one. It says, the Post said the agency was interested in the stripper in New Orleans because of her association with Ruby at the nightclub. A nightclub owner at the time, he shot Oswald, Lean Cornman, business agent with the American Guild of Variety Artists in New Orleans, told the FBI the only stripper he knew by the name of Kitty who worked in New Orleans was Kitty Raville, R-A-V-I-L-L, Raville, who said committed suicide in New Orleans in August or September of 1963, per the report. That's interesting, isn't it? Number five is the Soviets believe Kennedy's death was an organized conspiracy. According to then top secret memo Hoover forwarded to the White House shortly after Kennedy's assassination, a source told the agency that the Soviet Union believed the death was a conspiracy of the, are you ready for this, alt-right in the U.S. as a coup. They seem, and this is coming from CNN, they seem convinced that the assassination was not the deed of one man, but that it arose out of a carefully planned campaign in which several people played a part. There's all kinds, I don't know if it's really going to eliminate theories or if it's just going to build on them, but we have long wondered about his stand, meaning President Kennedy, his stand against the Federal Reserve and wanting to do away with that. So when we talk money, money talks, apparently, if you follow and connect those dots. Some people are very good at that. I wouldn't say that I am. I'm probably not military-minded enough. I'm not good with games that take that kind of a thought because I only see the now sometimes, you know, and here I quote the forest for the trees. I could see the bigger picture, but to connect the dots, sometimes I have to do a lot of studying. I know I'd have to do a lot of studying. When you look at the history, when they're trying to remove history, and we're going to talk about that a little bit too today, but when you look at the history and you look at what these people are saying now, and I know I shouldn't say these people, but the loud ones like Governor Jerry Brown and his stance on the immigration and becoming a sanctuary state. I wonder what's behind his logic, his change of heart. Because back in the day, when the U.S. pulled out, I know I've said this many times, but I want you to think about this. I mean, I want you to really think about what is in this man's head and heart. Why all of a sudden is it okay to bring in all the immigrants? Without question. And even have a sanctuary city where nobody else can touch them. Federal government with their federal immigration laws can't touch them. When this man was very vocal, loudly vocal against bringing in refugees from Vietnam who were being slaughtered by the Viet Cong, by the North Viet Cong. Literally slaughtered, village after village of people. It was a humanitarian thing to bring those refugees here. There was no fear. There was no risk of terrorists. Governor Brown was very vocal, adamantly against bringing those refugees here. So why does he have such a change of heart now? Did he become older and wiser? I don't think so. He got older, that's for sure. He is claiming that there's a war. Governor Jerry Brown tells the BBC radio, "Trump is at war with America. I will stabilize the ship of state." Let me tell you where the war is. The war is between those of us who believe in a constitutional republic and those like Jerry Brown, Hillary Clinton, Maxine Waters, Pelosi, Schumer, and the like, Bernie Sanders, who want a socialistic state of government here in the United States of America. We will no longer be free. We will no longer have representation if they do away with the Electoral College. These people are the ones at war. That's why they want to remove history. That's why they don't want to teach history. Because they don't want anybody to know about the liberty and the freedom and the inclusiveness of the United States of America. No, that's not what they want. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. So what do they want? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Dave from New York. Dave, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Beth Ann. Wasn't Jerry Brown, you know, way in a Wayback Machine, the first time he was in office, wasn't he... Was he married to Jane Fonda, or...
Well, that I don't know.
Yeah, there was something going on there. I just find it rather, you know, hypocrisy. He wouldn't allow them to come over here, but she was over there.
Yeah, but well, there's plenty of hypocrisy.
Yeah, and now more recently, you've heard where it used to be a felony to put AIDS blood in the system, if you will, you know,
yes.
Without reporting.
Yes.
Yeah, now it's a misdemeanor. You know, and that gets into the world's, or not the world's, but definitely the American blood supply. And, you know, hey, you don't want to make them feel bad about having AIDS. So, you know, they're going to put it in our blood supply. That's really cool. The bad thing is that recently I've heard people repeating that 9 agencies, you know, agreed with Hillary Clinton to give the uranium away. And I've heard it go as high as 17 agencies. Well, what's an agency? An agency passes law. But they're not, it's not a law passed through Congress.
That's
they
right.
Put their own laws in, and mm-hmm. They are agents. They're, as far as I'm concerned, you know, look, think of all the AAA agencies you hear of. One of my favorite places was the FDA Exposed, an interview with Dr. David Graham. And that talked about the Vioxx cover-up. Now, at least between 50,000 and 150,000 people died because of Vioxx, and they knew it, but they still put it out there. So what's an agency? You know what I mean? You get that, or CDC, or IRS, or CIA. What are they? They're not us. They are passing their own laws above us, you know, in spite of us, if you will. You know, I don't know. I just...
Well, this article that I had on Jerry Brown, I went off on something else. But this article is, he's ranting and raving about Donald Trump's stance regarding climate change and saying that he's delegitimizing it and that Trump has declared war on a majority of the American people under the guise of supporting his minority base. But it's not a minority base. The majority of the American people don't necessarily believe in climate change. And that is just a big lie, and they're just like, you know, they can say it often enough that people will believe it. But that's not true with that, and it's not true with abortion. Yet we keep being told the majority of American people want this. This guy is a fraud, and yes, he was, I think, married to, I was trying to Google that real quick whenever I was talking to you. I think he was married to her, to Jane Fonda at one time. So, yeah, that is curious why he would be against bringing the refugees over here when she was over there. Putting all our men in danger. The socialists are never going to agree with us. And I'm starting to take an exception with the talk show hosts that have the opposing team on there all the time. And all they do is banter back and forth. Nobody's ever going to change somebody's mind. Nobody tries to logic through the Constitution. And they don't claim the constitutional republic. I did hear Lou Dobbs talk about that on Friday night. But they have been talking democracy, and that's not what we are. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's my fault. When Al Gore actually won the election against Bush, you know, way back when, you know, by the same terms that Trump did this time, the popular vote, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, you know, dispute it or whatever. And I think his payoff was to be the collector of the carbon taxes. So he's well taken care of right now.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But there's always a payoff. You know what I mean? Okay, lay down, you'll be okay. And he certainly is, because when he gets the carbon taxes, you know.
Well, we can see how the Bush regime, so to speak, has served this nation, and it's not necessarily been a good thing all the way around. Of course, he sat silent. President George W. Bush was silent all through the Obama administration, and now he's speaking out.
Hey, Prescott Bush supported Hitler, so,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's amazing what we've allowed to take hold in this country. And I say we, meaning we the people, because we're the ones who have been neglectful. I appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you so very much. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine. You talked about JFK earlier. There's two words that are facts that define the JFK assassination: bolt action.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Oh, you did already?
You did. You did.
There's something else I needed to add. When Katie Couric was one of the main news people, mm-hmm. she brought up a letter written to Jackie Kennedy, written by a grade school kid, and they picked out one sentence in his letter. It says, "I'm so sorry Oswald used a superior weapon." Now, why would they pick that out of nothing, of thousands of letters?
And why would a grade
school superior weapon?
Why would a grade school student say that?
Yeah, why would he? It was not a superior weapon. I'm an optical design engineer. The mount for the optics was the worst possible mount you could come with. It's not kinematic at all. It's a clamshell mount. You bump into something and it's out of alignment. That was ridiculous that assassination was carried out with a bolt-action junk carbine. It's ridiculous.
Well, we'll see what...
You can go...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you can go on YouTube and you can find two things. You can find that James Files, a hitman for the mafia, he did the assassination from the wooden fence. He left the cartridge there with his teeth marks in it. It was found in 1987 by the FBI, and only James Fowle knew about it. The other thing is he put a mercury in the bullet. And he said, you exhume the body and look at the brain, you'll find mercury splattered all in there. Guess what? The brain disappeared. You see what I'm saying? But let's go back to the bolt action. The only real truth that was stated during the time of JFK's assassination, patsy. That's the only true word.
Patsy.
When Oswald said, I'm a patsy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably true. All right.
Let me finish the YouTube thing.
Okay, I've got people holding, so hurry up.
Okay, search for LBJ's mistress, and she'll tell the whole story about the meeting the night before. When you won't believe who was there, J. Edgar Hoover, LBJ.
Which would go along with what they said, that Ukraine had said that it was an alt-right conspiracy, which I don't know if it'd be the right or not, but okay.
Well, LBJ was in on it.
Right. He would be the left.
He's shocked and he becomes president. You
right.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And we know what kind of man he was. All right, appreciate it, Roger. Thank you. We're going to go to Ray in Missouri. Ray, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. You speak about how we get too much power to the federal government. That's not exactly right, because 1942, right before the World War II, the 13 colonies, they came up to the Commerce Department. In Akron, Ohio, there's a guy that raised wheat just for his personal use, feeding his cattle and everything else. But the Commerce Department, they thought he was going to have his cows eat the wheat, and he's going to sell his cows, and cows would go across the borders, and that way, you know, the Commerce Department can tax it. The 13 colonies came up with that Commerce
Clause.
Okay. And the Post Office. It went through the Post Office and the Commerce Department, and us little people didn't exactly have anything to say about it because all the big shots got together and hit it all behind our backs.
Well, that's what they continue to do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it is because we're not paying attention, though. We're heading into a break.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Ray. Thank you so much for listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have some other news. What do you think about... This was a really interesting conversation between Judge Jeanine and Jason Chavez. Discussing our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. We're going to look at that just a little bit when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. It's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. I don't know about you, but this country is inside, outside, upside down. It's in a mess. And the chaos and the distractions, while are very real, don't let them cloud what we should be looking at. The deep state, the swamp, whatever you want to call it, is thick. Manafort, I would say, was a part of the deep state, at least for profit anyway. The man took advantage of his position. He was a lobbyist. He took advantage of his positions, and more than likely he is guilty of the things they have charged him for. But, you know, it's innocent until proven guilty. But first you have to go after somebody that you believe has done something wrong. And Chavez, who's the former House of Representatives member and chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, was on Judge Jeanine Saturday night. And he again dropped a bombshell about Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He says the State Department has been holding tens of thousands of documents on a case that they claim is closed. And when I met with Attorney General Sessions, much like Ron DeSantis did, I basically got a stiff arm. I got an Attorney General that said he would not comply, he wasn't going to do any sort of prosecutions, and it is such a huge difference. When he was senator, he would have never put up with that. Judge Jeanine went on to ask if Sessions was afraid of them, meaning the deep state. She also asked if they all, Congress and Washington politicians, had so many skeletons. The judge then correctly stated that this is driving Americans crazy, and the American people have had it. Have you had enough yet? I am beyond the word disappointed in Attorney General Sessions. And I am very concerned that the Clintons have something on everyone, and everyone is afraid of them and protecting them. Going on with this conversation, when asked whether Jeff Sessions should be out, Chavez correctly responded, "Well, I don't know what the case is to keep him." A month ago, Chavez was on with Judge Jeanine, and he then dropped his first bombshell on Sessions. Chavez said, "I can tell you that while I was in Congress and the chairman of the Oversight Committee, I did go over and visit with Attorney General Sessions, and it was one of the most frustrating discussions I had, because whether it was the IRS, Fast and Furious, the email scandal that we went through, I did not see Attorney General willing to just let Lady Justice administer justice and then follow through. I understood maybe that the last 6 months of the Obama administration." Judge Jean says, "Well, wait a minute. I don't have that much time. You spoke with Sessions on IRS, Fast and Furious. Did he give you a reason? Did he say he was presenting anything to a grand jury, yes or no?" "No. He basically let me know he wasn't going to pursue anything on those major cases." So she says, Judge Jeanine, "So IRS, on the major cases, are you talking about Hillary Clinton? Because I haven't even gotten to her yet." And Chavez says, "Yes, the email scandal of Hillary Clinton. We had Brian Polanyi. I issued a subpoena for him to appear before the committee, and he said no. He didn't even show up. We issued another subpoena. The U.S. Marshal served it. And you know, in my world, if you're in court, I guarantee you that a subpoena is not an optional activity. He wanted the Attorney General to prosecute him, and he said no." Mark Stein was on after Chavez, and after noting his shock, summed up the following: "The foundation of a healthy society is that it's a land of equal law. We at the Gateway Pundit asked last week, who did Deep State catch Jeff Sessions in bed with? Sessions' actions as Attorney General are the opposite of what a decent Attorney General would do if he was seeking justice. Sessions is compromised, and as a result, he is no better than Obama's corrupt and criminal Attorney General Holder or Lynch. Sessions is now the biggest snake in the swamp. Nothing gets done, and nobody gets investigated, prosecuted, or punished for criminal deeds because of Sessions," it says. "Sessions is the swamp, and he must go." Now, this is coming from the Gateway Pundit. That's who wrote this article, Jim Hoft. "That breaks my heart. It literally breaks my heart. Attorney General Sessions needs to get to work today or get out of the way. The American people need equal justice. The Clintons and any elected official or any appointed head should not have a different set of rules than you or I. It's not a different world there. It is a world that you, as a republic, rule over. 202-224-3121 is the number for the D.C. switchboard. Tell Sessions to resign." Of course, then who are we going to have? Rosenstein? What's going to happen? Tell them you want justice. Equal justice under the law. Rule of law. Tell them the Constitution is not a living, breathing document. It is a contract between the people and those we elect. It's serious. It is very serious. If the Attorney General is telling people no, no, no to things that we know happened and we want to know the truth about and we want justice, quit playing around and collecting a paycheck and start doing your job Attorney General Jeff Sessions. It is up to you and I, to you and me, correct English there, 202-224-3121. Are you willing to at least make a phone call and say, we the people, the Constitutional Republic, want justice, equal justice, and we want Jeff Sessions to get to work? I believe that they're all dirty and they're all afraid of being exposed, so they're taking care of one another. There's only one way to clear the swamp, and that is through you and me, to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots, we have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.